What went into the thinking to use capecitabine with oxaliplatin in the pilot study as well as the CR9 study as opposed to 5-FU?
Yeah. At the time that we were conceiving this study, the data on capecitabine was still very early, and there were several thoughts that went into it. One was the observation that through the three-step process of metabolizing the drug, you achieved higher levels of the active metabolite in tumor cells versus non-tumor cells, and the hope was that would enhance the response rate. The other consideration was convenience for the patient. At that particular time period, infusional 5-FU really had not caught on in this country. Trying to incorporate bolus 5-FU into a protocol versus capecitabine, the capecitabine seemed to provide a more convenient way of giving it, but sort of also simulated giving infusional 5-FU by giving the capecitabine over 2 weeks versus bolus 5-FU. Certainly one could argue in this day and age that maybe FOLFOX would have been a more appropriate treatment to use, but at the time that we'd conceived this, capecitabine certainly looked like the more promising drug, and at this point it's still unclear if capecitabine oxaliplatin is truly inferior to infusional 5-FU oxaliplatin. At least a number of randomized phase 2 trials would suggest they're very comparable, including the TREE-1 trial.